The Matanuska Valley's growth spurt during the past decade has come at a cost. Some are worried that the valley's farmland and its agricultural heritage is disappearing much too quickly beneath development bulldozers. As APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, a new move to protect the valley's open acreage is gaining ground.
Until March of this year, the Matanuska-Susitna Borough did not require building permits for new residential construction. So there's no accurate count of how many houses have gone up in the past few years. Borough data indicates a slowdown in the borough's population growth of late, although a drive up the park's highway into Wasilla leads to a maze of shopping centers, car dealerships, and an urban sprawl that rivals anything on the East Coast. That's something that worries Palmer produce distributor Paul Hubert.
When you subdivide it and bury it under streets and concrete and that, you've destroyed the potential use for agriculture.
A right turn at the intersection of the parks and Glen Highways leads to Palmer. And at this very intersection stands a building that underscores the farmer's problem.
The Valley Regional Hospital going on Trunk Road certainly put a lot of pressure on farms adjacent to there.
Representative Bill Stoltz's District 16 is home to most of the small farmers in the valley, and Stoltz says he hears concerns about eroding farmland every day. The new Valley Hospital towers over surrounding hayfields and cow pastures. It was built on land once part of the University of Alaska Fairbanks's experimental farm on the Palmer side of the highway. Dr. Norm Harris is the administrator for the Palmer Research Center.
The experiment farm has been seen as the primary cash cow of the university system, prime land. And so this makes this land around here extremely valuable.
Development is chipping away at the experimental farm, too, which once covered 1,000 acres. Harris says the experimental farm will lose an additional 25 acres to road realignment next year. And he says part of his job is to preserve the farm's acreage from developers' inroads. As it is, old barns close to the hospital are being remodeled into coffee shops and gift stores. And last year, one abandoned barn down the road was actually trucked away to a museum in Wasilla. As if Matanuska farming belongs to a dead age. Valley farmland, once given to potato fields and cow pastures, has become so valuable to housing developers that many farmers are worried about being able to pay property taxes. Paul Hubert says farms deserve tax breaks because farm families use fewer services than do subdivision dwellers.
As you take, for example, a man and woman with two children that's in the school system, that's on a lot in a subdivision, demands much more service than a man and woman with two children that's on a small 40-acre farm.
The Matanuska-Susitna Borough gives a property tax break to farms with a percentage of the land in production, but older farmers faced with retirement are tempted to sell.
I know farmers that get called every day. Some farmers are close to or adjacent to gravel pits. Name your price. We'll pay it. We don't care because we just want the gravel underneath. You know, it's such a tempting thing when they're struggling as they do.
Steve Gallagher manages the nonprofit Alaska Farmland Trust, which aims to offset development inroads by paying farmers to put restrictions on privately owned agricultural land. The concept, employed outside since the 2002 Farm Bill, is a new one to Alaska. It uses federal programs and donated cash to keep the land in agricultural production. Gallagher says it's a win-win because farmers receive money up front now, which compensates for selling only to agricultural interests in the future.
You know, they don't have 401ks, they don't have retirement plans. Their retirement essentially is in the land. And so that's why this we're trying to do this program to help them be able to retire and then restrict the property so that way an actual beginning farmer could afford to purchase the property and farm.
Borough Assemblyman Rob Wells, who served as director of the State Division of Agriculture for 5 years, says the state could be doing a lot more to help preserve farmland.
The Borough Assembly has stepped up over the last two budget cycles to invest some public funds. I would suggest that we ought to look at it on a statewide basis to get the matching funds that are necessary for the Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program.
Dr. Norm Harris says it's a fallacy that Alaska will always be able to import enough food rather than produce its own. And the experimental farm? Carol Lewis, who is UAF's dean of the School of Natural Resources and Agricultural Sciences, says the Palmer land is safe for now.
It's a jewel in the crown of UA Lands, and we see in its future more recreation research, more interactive work with the community through a learning center.
But she says 250 acres of the farm adjoining university-owned land is under consideration for sale for the development of a gated residential community. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.